Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest's post-election economic report stated that as far as the economy is concerned, it didn't matter who won the election because, quote, the cookies for 2021 are already in the oven, end quote. So what kind of cookies are we going to get? Hard and cold? Soft and warm? Or maybe hot and spicy? Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He is also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. He joins us now by phone from his office in Clemson. Bruce, welcome back to the program.
Delighted to be with you, Mike.
And so tell us, the cookies are in the oven. How do you feel about what we're going to get when we pull them out for 2021?
You know, Mike, after you feel like you've gone through the valley of shadow of death, you tend to be optimistic about the future. We had quite a rocky start, as everyone knows, to this year, particularly in the Capitol. But those cookies are in the oven. And if you take a deep sniff, you might be able to tell that they are chocolate chip cookies. And those chocolate chips are associated with the stimulus spending that occurred in the spring and later of 2020. That's working through the economy. And right now, forecasters for GDP expect we will see better than 4% growth, and that's pretty hot.
We're expecting some nice hot chocolate chip cookies then. That sounds pretty good. And of course, the new administration's talking about adding more chocolate chips to the cookie. So what are your thoughts there?
They certainly are. You know, there's a $1.9 trillion wish list. I think it's a little bit rich. Too many chocolate chips is one way of putting it. The reason I'm saying that is that there is a huge increase in savings and checking accounts. The money that was distributed before has not been spent, or maybe 40% of it has not. So I think it's a little bit too much right now.
And now how about our state? Before the pandemic, we were doing better than the nation as a whole, and I think we have after as well. Is that going to continue?
I think the prospects are still good for South Carolina to outpace the nation. The most recent data for the state, for example, on the unemployment rate, we are at 4.4%, one of the lowest in the nation. When you look across industries and activities in South Carolina, it looks good. It doesn't look as good, as bright, as perhaps 2 months ago. Construction, Mike, is really booming, particularly home construction. And prices are rising on housing at a pretty good clip. We're still perhaps the strongest state in the southeast quadrant of the country.
The Federal Reserve, towards the latter part of last year, changed their thoughts on inflation, and they actually said that they would like to see more inflation. And so the prices going up on housing, are we going to see prices rising elsewhere? What's the inflation picture, and what does that mean for interest rates?
I think the prospects for some return of inflation are good, that we will see better than 2%. That's really the goal of the Federal Reserve, and we've seen that on sort of an occasional basis in the last 3 months. But my main concern about the prospects for inflation might go back to what I mentioned about the huge amount of money that is sitting in demand deposits and savings accounts in the country. And I think it's there for multiple reasons. One of the reasons is a lot of people are afraid about the coronavirus. They're afraid they may lose their jobs, even though it may be they haven't so far. As we get more vaccines, as people become more comfortable about the future, then that money is going to start trickling out. If it starts coming out in a flood, that's more money chasing goods, and that's the recipe for inflation. And so I think the prospects are good for inflation at the end of this year, but it's probably not going to be a large enough number for people to truly worry about.
So not really much to worry about in the way of upward pressure on interest rates either.
I think not.
Well, Bruce, as always, thank you so much for the information and your time.
Delighted to speak with you, Mike.
Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University, from where he joined us by phone. He's also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. We'll have a link to that report posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.